Hi, this is a dictation for patient Pamela Lewis, who is date of birth is 3/19/93, and date of accident is June 15, 2021, and date of service is 10/31/2022. The patient Pamela Lewis has been visiting advanced pain care for her alleged accident that occurred on 6/15/2021. The patient was rear-ended, and in this accident she had injured her head along with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and fearful of the event, being in the bed, number two in the bed, nausea and vomiting, blood vision, along with pain in the neck, right shoulder, and lower back to the tune of 8. In the right shoulder, the pain was 8, and she could raise the arm up to 90 degree of abduction in the beginning with severe weakness of the arm and radiation of pain into the right and the left upper arm, 4 to 5. The patient has been visiting every month since November 2 of 2021. She has had almost 8 months of physical therapy, and she reports that there is a substantial improvement. The MRIs that have been done subsequently have reported that she is having a completely normal lumbar spine MRI, completely normal thoracic spine, and in the cervical spine there is a herniated disc at C3 and 4. However, she doesn't have much pain in the neck. Her shoulder MRI is also completely normal. Hence, the patient is being advised to continue her neurology and neuropsych reference, as she may have some more element of TBI as proven by the testing. At this time, patient continues to complain about her pain in the neck, mid back, lower back. However, these pains shouldn't be so much as she complains. She's, I think, exaggerating her pain symptoms. 9 to 10 is a little too much. And since the MRIs are normal in thoracic and lumbar region, I'll disregard this pain history. She may have a right-sided sacroiliac joint pain, and a patient never arrived for her injection treatment. We have called her several times for a cervical epidural and joint injection at the SI joint and also the shoulder on the right side. But the patient has never came, never consented, and hence the patient is being reviewed again today. According to her, she has a severe pain in both the leg, both the ankle, and the pain is 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And according to her, there is no relief. Although she has not gone to see a chiropractor as recommended, she didn't do laser treatment or infrared therapy. The patient has been a non-compliant patient. In the system review patient reports, in the ADL patient report, general activity, work, and sleep are affected 10, and mood and relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 9. However, I will be concerned about all hyper reporting from the patient and 0% pain relief while she doesn't have a positive MRI. At this time, in system review patient report, neurologic psych, headaches with vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, poor grades at work, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, loss of memory, chronic fatigue. And the pain and numbness patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, jaw pain, limited range of motion, pain scenario. And also numbness, nerve pain, sciatica, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, and knee pain. 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, which I will have a issue to accept. In the GI patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, and stomach pain. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine. In the GU, she complains of incontinence of the urine, no frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory patient, complains of asthma, but no difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has worsened, and there are no changes in the pain in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine and tramadol. Substance abuse patient utilizes alcohol, marijuana in addition to relieve the pain. Compliance is, the patient is fully compliant with the pain medication except she is using marijuana. Plan of care is, so the physical examination reveals blood pressure is 122/80, pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of August 5, 2022, dictation number 0805-037. Plan of care. Her MRIs for thoracic spine and lumbar spine are completely normal. The only pathology I could find is in the cervical MRI with the herniated disc at C3-4. However, her symptomatology does not correspond to the findings, and she is exaggerating her pain. Hence, all the pain medication will be removed and physical therapy will be canceled. Because she has been injured almost like a year and a half ago, and so her words are not matching the MRI findings. She got mad today as she brought some disability information that we agreed to fill. However, based on TBI, not based on physical finding, that she was asking for disability. And hence, she was upset. She left stomping the office in an anger episode. She never came for any injections despite our multiple calls to her. And she never provided a consent to be able to provide her further therapy. It believes that she is exaggerating her pain and is a fraud on herself. We would like to discharge this patient and get rid of her. Thank you.